Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. I say it all the time and I mean that shit. It's good to talk to y'all, family. Now, I know some of y'all may have heard the podcast from last week, and I do apologize for my lateness, but like I said, sometimes you gotta pause for greatness, so please pardon my lateness. You gotta understand, I was on vacation. First and foremost, shout out to, and I want to get all these names right so we can go ahead and continue this podcast. Shout out to, first and foremost, Jamisa. Girl, even after meeting you, working my first job at Food Lion, and we was cool then, we cool now, I thank you so much for allowing me to spend my birthday with you and inviting me on the trip. I had a dope ass time and I can't wait till the next trip. So Jamisa, thank you. My main man E Natural, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you for helping a nigga out on the music. Shout out your Lion brother Akil for also helping a nigga out on the freestyles, right? Shout out Joy for keeping the goddamn shots rolling while we was up at 12:30 at night. Two more shots. 2 minutes, two shots. Here we go. Everybody ready? Everybody ready? Joy was one of the ultimate shot hype men, and I appreciate that. All right. Now, Mr. Lamar, shout out to you, my great painting brother. I can't wait to see all the artwork that you have in store. Miss Tia. Your crazy ass, lay off these niggas. You an asshole. Like, and I mean that too. But shout out Tia. Tia dope too. Let's see, who else was it? Shout out Jania. Her old crazy ass kept me going while I was down there. Shout out Naima. Them two combined was cracked me up the whole goddamn time we was down there, man. I'd be reluctant if I didn't say his name. And to tell you the truth, he'd probably try to fight me if I didn't say his name. I shouldn't say his name just to see what the fuck he would do. But shout out my cousin Juwan. Nigga drove down there with me, man. I appreciate it. If y'all want to know where we went to Myrtle Beach. If y'all want to know where this whole group excursion took place, we was up in Myrtle Beach, baby. Having a great time. A great ass time, my nigga. God damn. My bad, y'all. It's storming out here and this lightning keep hitting. All I keep seeing is flashing. But yeah, went to Myrtle Beach, had a dope ass time with some dope ass friends. Went to the aquarium. We went to a couple other places. I did a whole podcast about it as soon as I touched down because I've been back for a couple days now, but. And I got all the memories. Went to the melting pot. I know y'all heard about the melting pot. Let's see. Oh, man, we went so many places. And my mind ain't even focused right now because it was so. But I had such a great time, man. You know, tell you the truth, when I touched down from South Carolina and I finally pulled up back to the house, I can't lie to you, family. I was sad. I was real sad. Even in my podcast that I recorded then, and I did, I recorded a podcast when I pulled up. I was sad. I was sad and I was fatigued from the drive and everything like that, but I was mostly sad. Reason being because for me, it's so difficult to pull me out of the life I'm living now and show me something better and then put me back in that life. Now, I know a lot of people can just say, vacation is a vacation. You got to take time out of life sometimes just to go have another side of life. Just to have a side of life with a side of life. You feel me? But for me, that's a little more difficult. Because I'm not seeing it as a side of life. Nah, I'm seeing this as what life could be. We just don't have the means to live like that right now. We can go out to the melting pot. We can go and hop in helicopters. I couldn't hop in a helicopter and shit. You know, I've been a big nigga since I was born. That's okay, though. I still have fun. You know, we can go see the dolphins and go dolphin spotting. We can go to an escape room and chill. And we can go just walk around and be easy and not have no worries. And I loved walking around South Carolina and looking at my friends sometimes just to see the ease that they were going through in their mind in that moment. the ease that they normally don't get a chance to partake in because they are so overwhelmed with their daily lives. Me personally, I focus on bringing smiles and good energy and good vibes to people. If you haven't gotten the chance to talk to me and you haven't gotten the chance to learn that yet, then, hey, man, I can't wait till our first conversation, because 9 times out of 10, if I'm not sitting there quiet in my own mind, I'm probably cracking the fuck up about something. And that's a fact. But to be able to sit back and see, you know, my friends laugh and smile and really be in their own natural rhythm outside of the rhythm that life forces them to be in. To be able to breathe and live freely. When's the last time you've been on a vacation and you were able to live freely? Fuck the vacation part. When's the last time you were able to live and breathe freely and be in your own natural rhythm? It's been a while, huh? I can say the same. Even I try to live in my own natural rhythm every day, I can say the same. Because in the back of my mind, no matter what the fuck I'm doing, even right now, I'm not even about to spend the night at my house right now. I'm about to go chill with some people. In the back of my mind, I know for a fact I got work in the morning. That shit sits so heavy sometimes because it's like, man, fuck. Work to me feel like prison. Now, I work with some of the dopest inmates that I could have ever met. But to go up in there every day, and I told y'all before, to see gray walls, to see just the inside of a truck, to just be loading boxes, to just be sweating, back breaking every single day. And that was summertime too. So now it's 97, 98, 9900 degrees up in that motherfucker. Sweating. Losing weight. Sweating some more. You don't really get a chance to just live free. Even as Fridays roll around, you make it to your last day of work, you're still not living totally free, because you know for a fact when Saturday hit, Saturday you have fun with, but Saturday there's a little hint of gloom that sits there, because you know for a fact that time's ticking. Your weekends are on a clock. And when that time's up, probably around Sunday night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, some people might push 12. When that time's up, that feeling sits back in your stomach, because as my mother and my grandmother will always say, even as I was younger, back to the real world tomorrow. That's why it's so difficult. That's why I pulled up sad. Because when I sit here and I think about the good times that me and my friends had. And fuck that. Me and my family. Because that's family to me, y'all. I love the people that I went down there with. I appreciate y'all so much. So, it's difficult to see the good times that my family had. And I'm the type of person that sometimes while I was walking, I'll hang back. Like, you know, I'm one of those people in the group that you can leave me off in the group. You know, I'ma always find my way. I'ma always be all right. I'ma always, you know, maneuver and find my way. Even if I don't link back up with the group just now, even if I gotta take a different path, I'ma always find my way. I'm good. Y'all going ahead. Because sometimes, even as people going ahead, it gives me the opportunity to really observe. And my friends went to the pool. I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday. I can't really remember. But they went to the pool, and I didn't get in. I didn't really feel like swimming, to tell you the truth. I would have. But even the fucking pool felt like a goddamn hot tub. That shit was hot. But I didn't really feel like swimming. And to tell you the truth, I just sat there. And I watched my friends have a great time in the pool. And, you know, as they kept telling me, Vince, get in, man, come on, man, get in, man. You know, I appreciated them nudging me. I wasn't getting in that time. You know, I might get in next time with y'all, but to tell y'all the truth, man, sometimes just to see people having fun and in their natural element, It's all I want to see. Y'all don't understand, like, when I tell you that I really want to bring good vibes and shit to the world. Like, that's why I put the shit and I work so hard in my music to have it sound like that. Because, like I said, with so much negativity and so much work on everybody's shoulders and as hard as shit can get sometimes, to be able to sit back and watch my friends have fun, there was nothing better for me. And that wasn't even fun, like I was the one in the middle of it, supplying the attention, supplying all the laughs and shit. Nope. I would just kick back watching them have fun. It made me smile. It made me appreciate the little moments more. It made me appreciate seeing them happy. It made me appreciate the love I have for them. Same thing happened before we left. We ended up going to the garden. I think it was Botanical Garden or something like that. But it was cool, gorgeous sculptures all over the place. It had poetry. It had the Field of Lights. It had a gorgeous place to go to. If you need a place to take your girl somewhere in South Carolina, look up the garden. Y'all can go walk and have a wonderful, splendiferous time. It's a lot of scenery going on around there. Trust me, you'll have a great time. Even as my friends lost me on the walk to the garden, I wasn't mad. I wasn't like, no, hold on, guys, where you going? Nah. They walked off. I hung back chilling. Looked at the sculptures and looked at the scenery and read some of the poems. And listen to their laughter as they just walked off in the distance. And took the moment in for everything that it was. I'm telling you, I couldn't have asked for a better moment than that. But I tell you what it did do. Because once we all got in the car and was all laughing and joking on the way back, having a good old time, I'll tell you what it did do. It made me realize and it made me focus a lot more. And I have been more focused than I have ever been from the moment I touched back down home. Because it made me realize that the 9 to 5 or the 7 to 3 or whatever the fuck everybody works, like, that is the groove that life forces you in. We all got bills. We all got shit to do. We all got things that need to be paid off. We all got loans. We all got shit. You feel me? But to understand, just because life puts you in that groove don't mean you gotta stay there. When I touched down, it made me work so much harder on the direction that I want to go. That's why one of the first things I had to say was thank you. Because with my music solely, and that's me, I've been working nonstop. Even times when my mind is idle, I make sure I'm doing something that has to do with rhyming. I tell y'all some of these things sometimes because I'm not a liar. And sometimes what can happen is I think so many thoughts in my head that, you know, they don't always manifest and come out because I'm still in the same routine and the same rhythm. But if I'm able to tell y'all this, just like I told y'all about the freestyling every day, just like I told y'all about how I still write in the mornings, because I'm telling y'all I'm still doing it. And then what that does in my head, that sets that shit in concrete. Like, yeah, that's what we're doing. And then it continues and it grows and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. I have been focused on building ever since I got back home. Because I want to be able to give my team, every last person that was on that South Carolina trip, that same lifestyle for a choice. you can go back and work your 9 to 5, or you can say fuck that and we're gonna live it up. To be able to live in your rhythm. That's my goal. That's my goal. And how do I do that on my end? I know some of y'all may ask. Music. Music, entertainment, podcast shit, hosting. What I'm good at. World's greatest hype man. Can't wait. The ever expansion. As it grows and gets larger. I've been focused, y'all. I have been focused. You know what? I gotta go get back to work, y'all. I love y'all, family. I'm gonna talk to y'all next week. I got work to do right now. I gotta go grind real fast. That's how it is, man. Sometimes when that spark of creativity hits you and that shit really get in your chest, like a lot of people just sit there and stomp that shit down and be like, nah, we're gonna do that shit later. Nah, fuck that. Do that shit right now. It's no time like the present. And you think I'm lying? I'm not fucking lying. I'm not playing with you. It's no time like the present. All that shit that you've been putting off, all that shit that you've been putting to the back of your mind, all that shit that them niggas called you crazy about, fuck that. Do that shit. And do that shit well. And do that shit so many times that they can't help but notice. And do that shit for the love. And do that shit for yourself. I wish you everlasting grind, family. I wish you love. I wish you health. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Vince Brown Show. Listen, I might do a double header, but y'all might catch that on another day. Don't tell nobody if you're hearing this right now. Listen, we still got to talk about this entanglement bullshit. Oh, yeah. We definitely getting into that. But not right now. Not right now. Thank you so much, family, for tuning in. Thank you to my team, my family, my friends for showing me some of the greatest times and just... I'm so honestly just thankful for the invite, and y'all have no idea. I'm thankful you thought about me enough to go, hey, let's bring Vince. I'm thankful on that base level, because you didn't have to do that. So, family, I shall talk to you again next week. Trust me, Thursdays will come back around. Damn it, it's 7 days a week. That 7 don't really change, even though they say time is a man-made construct, which it is, but that 7's not changing anytime soon. Unlike the Washington football team fucking name. Oh, God. We're not going to talk about that either. We can put that one in the Entanglement podcast, too. Fuck it. Love y'all, family. I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.